Good evening. Welcome to this week's episode of History from the Back Pages. We have a made-for-TV horror film to discuss for this week's episode. I like to spotlight a lot of movies that might not be well-known, might not be huge, big-budget, billion-dollar affairs. I like to watch movies that are under the radar and not as well-known, but might still be interesting. This one fits for the unknown under the radar part, and it was semi-interesting with the plot, so let's discuss the film. This movie has multiple different names. It's been called The Invited, Victim of the Haunt, The Haunting of Patricia Johnson, and House at the End of the Street, a 1996 made-for-TV movie directed by Larry Shaw and starring Sharon Lawrence and Beau Bridges. It was written by Karen Clark, based on true events, supposedly. So the film name that I will go with is the name that when I found it on Amazon for free that I watched it, which is The Haunting of Patricia Johnson. We'll go with that. So if you see a different name, the name I'm going with is The Haunting of Patricia Johnson for purposes for this review. So mainly the plot of the movie was a bit confusing to begin, because partly in this movie there's not really vaguely/subtly discuss a backstory that a husband and wife are going through. The wife had a miscarriage and they're trying to start anew in a new suburbia town. They moved there with their young son and daughter. They moved to suburbia town and they're trying to get away from their past life, start over, because they're going through the trauma, dealing with the tragedy that affected the family. The main idea and plot that is created and focuses on is they move to this home in suburbia, they meet the neighbors, they try to get involved in the community. The husband and his fishing and different activities, the mom and different book clubs and different school activities. But what happens to make this a horror movie is as soon as they move there, suddenly creepy stuff starts happening. Supernatural phenomena starts taking place in the home. For example, creepy noises, creepy figures outside and in the house. Characters in the movie seeing creepy stuff. Some just the audience members seeing it, not the characters themselves. Then later towards the movie starts to ramp up with different special effects for a 1990s movie that were created to try to make you really scared, like you're going to explode because it's so scary. I didn't find it that scary of a film, but for a 1990s low budget TV movie, there was one good scare that I enjoyed. Spoiler review. Not really, but I guess a bit. But there's a lot of parts. They have a big bathtub in the house, and there's this part where the son almost dies. But they did a good job with the special effects and how it was portrayed and like the tenseness of this event. That part was interesting. One of the parts that reading the description on Amazon, I didn't catch the whole movie, was that, or until late, I guess, was in the beginning of the movie. This is not a spoiler, but as soon as the movie started, like as soon as you pressed play, was there's this family back in the farm country before this turned into suburbia long ago. There's a husband who was like insane, he was mentally ill, evil, killed his son, and then he was killed by his wife because he was a monster. And then this family moves into that house where the murder took place, the killings. I thought that the way they showed it and portrayed it, and they didn't really deny it, there was no disclaimer or something saying differently, but I thought that the man who committed the murders related to this family that moved in somehow. I thought that for most of the movie that either the wife or the husband was related to this monster, and they just wanted to move there because they had to get back to this home, but turned out not to be the case. But that wasn't explained until late in the movie. And they never wanted you to disagree with the point of view that it's a possibility that the monster, the murderer, was related to one of these people. That's why I fought. Because they don't explain how they found it, just that they moved to suburbia in the middle of nowhere. So overall, it had some decent special effects. The evil monster was just a clone of like Pinhead, for example, from the Hellraiser movies. He didn't have the pin needles, of course, but his face and body all looked like clone of Pinhead. Looked exactly the same. Creepy, old-looking bald man. Not as scary as Pinhead, of course. He's scarier than this guy. But this guy was like tried to be created into that vein, in my opinion. The acting was fine. The family is believable. Believable as a suburban mom and dad and two children were fine. Children actors, believable. One of the characters I liked was the psychic. She was pretty decent in the film. At first, they were like, she's insane. Because they tried to show up that maybe she was using her dark voodoo and magic to haunt this family. But of course, that was not true. She actually had a real part to play in the movie and was important in the plot progressing later on. So the main crux of the film is the house is haunted. The family has to evade this evil murderer man who was murdered. Well, he was killed like 70 years ago. He's haunting the home. And they have to try to escape his wrath before they end up murdered themselves. But for like an almost 90-minute horror movie made for TV, it was perfectly fine. So the movie Haunting Patricia Johnson from 1996, I would say okay. That's what I would say. It was fine. It's not one I hated, not one I loved. This won't be making any best movies of that reviewed 2024 list, but won't, I don't think, be making any worst of 2024 ones I hated list either. Just neutral, stays in the middle, perfectly fine, Saturday afternoon, B movie for me. If you're looking for a easy to follow plot with house haunting supernatural phenomena from the 90s, like if you're craving 90s film, go for this one. I would say it's perfectly fine. Haunting Patricia Johnson, decent film. And actually, that's pretty good on this podcast. Because a lot of times the ones I end up watching either hated them, or loved them, or neutral. But based on reviews late, this is probably one of the best ones I've watched recently, which is, I guess, sad or embarrassing that this okay movie was the best I've lately watched. But just the same, Haunted Percy Johnson. So thank you for being fans of History from Back Pages. I appreciate your support. Commenting on the podcast, suggesting movies to watch. Let me know if there's any more you want me to watch upcoming, either past or current ones you want me to go out to theaters and see. Let me know. Thank you so much. See you next time.